I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Imagine a farm sprayed with pesticides. You're likely to think of crop dusting biplanes, but a new pest control idea is using a much smaller and more natural source, bumblebees. It's called bee vectoring, and here's how it works. A tray filled with naturally occurring fungal spores is attached to the exit hole of a beehive.
So when the bees actually go to leave the hive, they walk through a bit of powder, they pick it up on their legs, and then when they go to pollinate, as they do naturally, they drop a little bit of this inoculant off.
Ian Cullinson is a project manager at Bee Vectoring Technology, a Canadian company developing the concept. He says the process is completely organic, and the bumblebee-carried fungus will protect crops like strawberries, blueberries, or apples, leading to healthier plants and more targeted pesticide applications for farmers. But what about the bees? Cullinson says the spore amount dusting them is quite small.
They do carry pollen already, right? So it's not like their strain carrying this. Do they like it? I mean, I haven't personally asked them, haven't got a response, but they don't hate it. They still walk through it. They, you know, as far as we can see, there's no reluctancy really to leave through the powder.
A 2011 literature review published in Arthropod Plant Interactions concluded the bee vectoring idea can work with no additional risks to humans while increasing crop yields for farmers.
Obviously, bumblebees are a little more of a new thing to use within their crops because they've been so reliant on chemicals these past years. But I find a lot of farmers are pretty progressive. They're looking for new solutions. They know that chemicals aren't sustainable, and we're offering them a very sustainable approach that they can use year after year.
Still, the idea is relatively new, and Cullinson says it hasn't widely caught on among American farmers yet. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.